You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Yeah, happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, this does feel like a long week to you guys.
You had a long week.
I did. Yeah, I had a lot going on, but it feels like it was like Wednesday every day this week.
Right.
You know, I'm glad it's the weekend for everyone.
Yeah, we'd love. Go ahead, Kelly.
I think my brain appointment, you know, I keep having to move it.
Yeah.
Because I'm losing my mind.
Kelly forgets stuff. Like, we'll say stuff before a break, and then she forgets it.
My brain appointment's coming up on the 26th of May now. It keeps getting bumped. Yesterday, just real quickly, I'm driving home from work, same route every day. I missed my exit. It was 10 miles later. I looked up and realized where I was.
I've done that before.
10 miles.
Yeah,
and then I ran home.
That's a long one.
I had run by the grocery store, and I had some frozen food in the car, and I had some errands to run. So I was going to run home, leave the engine running, run in the house, put the groceries in the freezer, and come back out to the car. I jumped out of the car, and the car starts rolling. I forgot to put it in park.
Oh, Kelly.
Crashed into the garage wall.
Oh, no, Kelly.
And didn't hurt the car, thank God.
Not at all.
But it,
the
wall on the inside of my laundry room is just cracked all the way across. Went all the way through.
Because it's drywall, so it was, the car was fine, but the wall's not.
Thank God.
Kelly, I know. I think for me, it's
yesterday.
Sleep deprivation. Let me know what the brain doctor says.
I will.
Because I'm being forgetful as well.
Wrong. Everybody wave at the camera.
Y'all are almost making it out.
By the way, Al sounds like he's out of breath.
Yeah, we're doing good, man. We're right here. We just passed the gentlemen's clubs.
Oh.
And doggone it, they weren't open yet.
They closed?
And, but we're real close to you guys, I believe.
You're getting close. Wow.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, Big Al has had this plan for the last couple weeks. It's National Ride Your Bike to Work Day, so Al has gathered up a couple big bike riders, and we're following them along on Kid TV. You can watch. Al left his apartment this morning when our show started, and they are biking the 15 miles to work today.
You can watch them on Kid TV, and if you're watching Big Al Mack and his band of bikers, everybody is pedaling feverishly, except for Big Al.
Yeah, Al, you're not even moving the pedals.
It's like you're gliding.
I'm pedaling.
But you're keeping up with them.
They're ahead of me. Okay, I tell you what.
What?
Al, will you
if
just
Rob
crank the motor?
Keep up with me. I'm going to try and pass these guys. There we go. We're in the all back right. stretch.
Yeah,
here
Al,
we go.
Put the motor
here we go.
On.
There you go.
All right.
Does.
Here
look
we
it
go,
out, go,
everybody. pothole.
I do want to just see him do this. This looks like a good, long, empty, flat stretch of road. I just want to see him put the motor on for a second and see how fast he goes.
Oh, okay.
And he leave the beer behind.
Yeah, he's keeping up too, though.
It's all right. He can slow down. I just want to see him take off for a little second.
He always circle back.
How much training did you do for this?
Oh, big pothole right there, y'all. I did none. I'm going to be completely honest.
You're
I did
a natural.
No training.
Yeah.
But we're doing good. I mean, I'm cruising at 14 miles an hour. We're in that neighborhood that has that stench that you don't know if it's like the dump ground or if it's like something dead. But it's there's
that
a park
neighborhood.
On the right,
yeah.
And there's like a place to put a dead body on the left.
Perfect. That's great.
That neighborhood.
But oddly enough, I'm probably less than a mile from the studio.
Oh, so Big Al Mack may be joining us sometime in the end of this break.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm proud of you, Al. That's really good.
For sure. Hey, thanks again to Richardson Bike Mart, man. They really hooked us up here.
By the way, are you going to have your Beat the Bank rap ready? Just wondering.
I don't know. We'll try. We'll see.
You might have to freestyle it, Al.
Yeah, we'll have to freestyle.
All right. Well, you be careful out there, buddy.
All right, man. I'll see you in a minute.
All right.
All right.
That's Big Al Mack riding his bike to work like a champion. Is he using pedal assist? Sure. But that's still good. Two big movies coming out this weekend. We got to talk about them.
Yeah.
Should we talk Mad Max or Pitch Perfect first? Let's go with Mad Max.
Okay, sounds good. Yes, I went and saw a screening of Mad Max. I like these kind of action movies, and I adore Tom Hardy. So I had never even seen the original Mad Max with Mel Gibson, so I was like, I got to go see this.
Right.
And I asked someone to go with me because I thought, what a great opportunity to ask someone to go, you know, a guy to go with you to a movie, Mad Max.
You probably loved it.
It's just, oh, yeah. Yeah, so I took a date to the movie. So first, what, review of
Mad
Max?
Oh, look at her just breezing past that.
No, hold on. How did the date go?
No, I'll tell you what. This is someone that I've known for a little bit and I've gone out with before. And so I didn't really look at it as a date. We get along really, really well. It's great. But I just don't know if he wants to date or if I would date, if that makes sense.
Was there a kiss at the end?
I'll tell you what, it was so, he treats me like a girlfriend when we go on dates, and it's so nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've had a lot going on this week. It's like we had dinner before and mm-hmm. then went to the screening, and I'm actually okay if we were just friendly.
Right.
And I want to handle it the right way. But he treats my girlfriend, it's like I felt really safe, you know?
Okay.
Like, you can come stay over if you want, because of the dog walker situation had me freaked out. And
Kelly, can you translate that girl answer for me?
She kissed him and
okay,
she's trying to
you.
Avoid answering.
But
that's fine.
But
that's,
it's kind of cool. No, I'm just kind of handling it the right way and seeing where it goes.
Good.
But I kind of liked it. It was like nice to have like a big, strong guy to hang out with and go see a movie with.
Yeah, he's
and
a buff dude.
She spent the night.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I told you guys.
See, I'm just having to interpret. Sometimes it's a language barrier.
No,
I tell you guys.
I've decided he gets a lot of girls. Let's put it that way. So the way for me to do this is, you know what? I'll hang out and spend the night if you want to date me.
If you want to go monogamous on it.
Yeah, but if not, I'm cool hanging out and you can go do your thing with all the girls you get. That's fine.
Monogamy's in right now, you know?
I don't want to do that for myself. I know what I want. But no, we had a great time together. And Mad Max, let's talk about that.
Yeah, how's that movie?
It was 3D, which I didn't know going in the screen was 3D, and I don't particularly like 3D movies.
Makes me
so
dizzy.
Let's just say it is, guys, you're going to want to see this movie visually. So stunning.
Uh-huh.
So cool. So much action. So much action you can't even talk to anyone during the movie. And not a plot line at all.
Just a bunch of action.
Not great. It has great reviews. Not great, in my opinion. It is just straight action. And it's Mad Max Fury Road. It's like, okay, let's drive down this road and get in a lot of car chases and explosions and crazy costumes and characters, you know, like Batman style, like really ridiculous. Oh, let's turn around and drive back the other way. Seriously,
so it's
that's
a road
the
trip
movie.
The whole time.
So it's a road trip that is, but in the desert, and hot girls in it, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, Tom Hardy's awesome, the costumes are great. So if you just want a movie to go be entertained with your boyfriend, a guy, he's going to love this movie.
So Jenna thinks it's a good movie, not the best of all time.
It's all right, but it's just action.
Let's hear what Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com says, because it was doing excellent on Rotten Tomatoes. I saw 100% last time I checked it out. Let's see what Gray thinks.
You have to see this movie. This movie, to me, is the one that definitely kicks off the summer. All of the stunts are real. They use very little CG in the movie. And there's a ton of sandstorms, a lot of people getting knifed, and cars doing 360-degree flips just straight across the African desert. It is insane. It doesn't even matter what the plot of this movie is. It's a 120-minute-long car chase. Go see it. It's 99% certified fresh on the tomato meter.
Wow.
I say that with great emphasis because that's crazy. Go see it. Why are you still listening to this?
Sorry, great. Okay, we're going to go see it. So she agrees with you. No plot line, but just really good visually.
Yeah. I mean, really no plot line and not a whole lot of dialogue, but it looked really cool. So that's it.
And the other movie out this weekend... On the completely different side of things, Pitch Perfect 2 comes out today with Rebel Wilson and Anna Kendrick. They're all back. Elena's in studio with us. She made her way from the phone screening room because you went to the screening last night.
I did.
Okay. Did you watch the first Pitch Perfect?
I did.
Did you love it?
I did love the original Pitch Perfect. That's not my type of movie typically.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first saw Mamma Mia, I was like, that is the biggest waste of $10 that I will ever spend.
I agree.
The entirety of my life.
Yeah.
I was very regretful about that. But Pitch Perfect, I loved it. I went full on fangirl, downloaded
the cup.
You downloaded
the
album?
The entire album is on my phone. I will admit right now that I did dance to it in my living room. And, like, I went ham to Pitch Perfect.
This is the original.
This is the original.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. So you loved it.
I loved it.
How was the sequel?
It made me feel three things very strongly.
Uh-oh. What?
The first thing, go America.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
America?
America. America.
It's all about America?
Go America.
Oh, it's an international
thing. So, yeah, let's go USA.
America. Right.
Okay. America.
Number one, God bless America.
God bless America.
What else did he learn?
Number two, why can't I sing? I want to sing.
Can you?
I cannot.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
You want to try?
Pretty sure. I've tried.
What's your favorite song to sing?
Oh man,
break us off a piece. You know this is what we have to do.
I know. I should have never came in here.
Tell us what your favorite song to sing is, Elena.
I don't even know.
What are you singing in the car right now?
A lot of rap.
A lot of rap.
Honestly.
So next break, Elena's gonna rap.
You know Hozier's work song?
Yes.
Dig It.
Okay.
Dig It. I've been singing some of that. I ain't got no headphones, though.
You just got to sing with joy. That's all that matters.
You just got to commit.
Elena's radio debut singing will be next break. Okay,
Oh, no.
All right, so that's number two.
And the third thing.
Can I just say right now that has been the one thing I've been looking forward to least as my radio career blossoms.
Trust me, that was the hardest thing for me as well.
Jenna survived it. You're fine.
It was horrifying, but now...
It's terrifying.
You know what?
I just have to embrace it. I sing horrible, and it just is what it is.
Okay.
So...
You wish you could sing. Number three.
Thing that I felt is... I just want to kiss Skylar Astin just a little bit. I don't want a commitment. I don't want anything really serious.
Is that a boy?
Yeah. I just want to kiss him a little.
I don't know who that is.
He's so Jesse. He's the main guy.
Okay, I'm going to have to Google image him.
Oh,
okay.
He's just so dreamy.
Okay, so overall review of the movie,
and then he
though.
Sings, and it's, oh. I think
he is cute. He reminds me a little of Dane Cook.
Oh, he looks like Dane Cook.
And Pete Wentz smashed together. If Dane Cook and Pete Wentz had a little boy.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're a fan of the original Pitch Perfect, how does this one measure up?
I did like it. I think
you liked it.
I think if you like Pitch Perfect, you're coming in with high expectations, like you do in any sequel. You want it to be really good. And it was good. I did have a couple laugh out loud moments.
That's
always good.
And other than that, it was the music and stuff like that wasn't as impressive as the first one.
So you're not gonna get the soundtrack.
No, not by the soundtrack.
We have arrived.
Oh, is that Big Al Mac I hear?
We have arrived.
Sorry, Elena.
Sir.
Big Al Mac is cutting in.
You've been bumped, Elena.
Well, yeah, it happens.
All right, we're going to go down those stairs right up there.
Okay, well, you're going
to... We have arrived!
Al's here.
We are here.
Nuh-uh.
Give me about 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Okay, in those 30 seconds, let's take a call from Christina and see what she thought of Pitch Perfect 2 real quick. What'd you think of the movie, Christina?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It was definitely, if you love the first one, you'll love this one. I definitely have to agree with Elena. The music, I think, was probably my favorite part, but I don't know. I guess if you just love the first one, you'll love the second one.
So it's a good continuation, you say.
The story makes sense.
Perfect.
Yes, and it kind of felt kind of sad because there was a lot of focus on them kind of ending, and so I almost feel like I didn't get to enjoy it as much because I knew like it was over. So
maybe they're gonna have a Pitch Perfect 3, I heard, so you're gonna be fine.
Oh, they are? Okay, well then there you go.
I heard, I don't know if that's true yet. Okay. That's just what I think I heard.
So they're passing off the torch. I can see that.
Maybe
Yeah,
well, there you go. Christina liked it. Elena liked it. Thank you so much for your review,
and
Christina.
I love Rebel Wilson. So I mean,
she's
that would be
so
the only
fun.
Standout thing for me.
She's fun.
There's heavy breathing again. Big Al, you said 30 seconds. It's been 40.
Okay. We had some stairs to navigate.
Oh, uh-huh. They carried the bikes down the stairs, and he's literally about to ride around the corner.
You ever try to get a beer trailer downstairs?
Oh. No, I've never tried that. Where are you, Al?
Here we go.
Where are you coming
up?
Oh,
wow.
There he is.
Oh,
yeah. There's Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
You made it.
We have arrived.
You made it.
Al. We have arrived.
Yes, Al.
We have arrived.
All these people just have to ride their bikes back?
Yeah, they do, Kelly.
They're going to get home.
No. They're going to ride their bikes back.
Oh. That's when you call. That's when you get an Uber.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's the beer bike with the donuts.
Yeah.
Get in here,
there's
Al.
The bike.
Kind of set them up here. Come on in.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
Come on in, Al.
What's up, y'all?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Al, take your time.
Thank you. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, never mind,
Appreciate
Al.
It.
We'll talk to him next
break. Yeah, Al's high-fiving everybody out there. We're going
to... next break.
I have no key. I can't get in.
We got to get to playing Beat the Bank. Your shot at winning up to $1,000 happens next, and we'll try to get Al into the building, too. All right. Don't call yet. We'll tell you when to call. Beat the Bank coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to play Beat the Bank. This is where we put you inside the bank vault. And you have a shot at winning up to $1,000, but we need a player first. We're looking for caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. Yeah, I'm here.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yesterday, Dr. Chase Derrick won the maximum during his turn of $470, and then Vanessa Rico won $620.
Is that not a soap opera name or what?
I know, Chase Derrick.
Dr. Chase Derrick.
And he had the voice, too.
Yeah, he did. He had that deep voice.
You know, I had to go look him up on Facebook, and coincidentally...
Oh, did you?
While we're waiting for the caller, can I read you the email or the Facebook message that... Dr. Derek sent me.
Yes.
Yeah, he said, I just wanted to say thank you and the rest of the team for the chance to play Beat the Bank this morning. I still can't believe I was able to get through and managed to walk away just before getting shut out. He won $470. A lot of people, you know, hang on a little longer, but he had a gut feeling.
Right.
He was right. The next second it slammed shut.
Yep.
So anyway, he said, I've been a longtime listener and Beat the Bank is one of my favorite segments of all time. It's great to hear the stories of all the listeners you're able to help. The most inspiring was the single mom who won and you all doubled her winnings because she sounded like someone in need. I know it's not a huge amount of money, but it makes a large difference in the lives of all those who are fortunate enough to walk away with something. I know it made my day, my week, my month. You all didn't ask, but I plan to do with what anyone with an 11-month-old baby would do, set up a babysitter, and take my wife out for a well-deserved date night.
Oh, nice.
Keep up the great and entertaining work, and thank you all again for today and helping me start every day with a smile.
Yeah, we were all fawning over him. We forgot to ask him what he was going to do with the money. Yeah,
like, you know, so $470, that's a really nice night on
big
the town.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
Bottle
sure.
of wine.
Nice dinner.
Babysitter paid for. That's great.
Paid for, yeah.
Now you hear Big Al Mac's voice.
Because I'm here.
You made it.
What, an hour and 10, 15
something
minutes
like
or
that,
so?
Yeah.
Probably not even because you didn't leave right.
Yeah, right.
Right when we started.
And boy, did you dodge a bullet, Big Al Mac.
It's pouring outside
as
now.
As soon as they got here, the bottom dropped out.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Something? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Don't play that. It makes me, I have to pee in that rainwater. Stop.
I thought she was saying, don't thank God. I was like, why?
Oh, yeah, don't do that. No. The rain, that noise always makes me have to go to the bathroom.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's me. She supported you, Al.
Yes, she did. Okay.
Any close calls during the ride, Big Al?
No, I mean, the riding with experienced bike riders. Come on in, fellas, before
they
we play.
They can't hear us.
She's doing the wave, though.
Oh, okay. Not listening.
They're shy.
Riding with experienced riders is awesome because they help you out on the road.
Uh-huh.
Come on in and grab some micage. You know, when you're riding with riders that ride a lot, they point at potholes and stuff. You know, that's what you do.
Right.
Because if you're riding behind, you might not see that. So,
anyway. That's good looking
out. Hold on, question. How come they're all sweaty, out of breath, in shape,
I
looking
feel fine.
Right?
You don't have a drop listening
I'm
on you.
So, I'm fine. I could go ride another 15-20 miles.
Did you ever turn off the motor?
Well, at the beginning of the ride, this is Austin. I was on the beer bike. Al had to slow down and wait for me for a little bit. He was getting it up those hills right there at Victory Park.
Yeah, he was hitting that throttle.
Yeah.
I won't say nothing about that.
Yes, how much was Al pedaling?
I was pedaling pretty well. Okay.
Yeah, what's
Al,
your name again? I'm sorry.
I mean, it was good. I mean, we were pedaling pretty hard, and he wasn't, you know, extreme amount, but it was a good amount.
Okay, what are your names again? I'm sorry.
I'm Kenny.
And I'm Austin.
Kenny and Austin. And Kenny's getting married tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Kenny.
To Courtney.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Would you guys ever ride with Big Al again?
Yeah, we would, as long as I put a rope on this little motorized bike and he pulls me around next time.
Yeah.
Or if he pulls the bike trailer with a beer in it.
Well, do you think that by riding a motorized bike, he's made a mockery of the sport of bicycling?
No.
I think he's brought awareness to cycling.
Yeah, he did. Okay, a lot of people are saying they're inspired to go
That's
get a bike
true.
And start trying.
Well,
you know?
Go to Richardson Bike Mart or bikemart.com. Hello, they'll hook you up.
Good plug. Yeah,
as experienced bike riders, though, that's a pretty cool bike he got hooked up with.
Yeah, it's a great bike. His pants are even better, though.
Yeah.
Riding behind him for 16 miles, I can vouch for that.
By the way,
I had to put shorts over my spandex because,
I
mean, my jaw
You know what, Al?
Like,
thank you.
It was like, blam.
Well, Kenny and Austin, thank you so much for riding with Big Al and keeping him safe for us.
Thanks for having the ride.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
And good luck at the wedding tomorrow.
Thank you.
Are you sure?
About the wedding?
Yeah, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Don't try to holler at him, Jenna.
No, that's not what I was doing. I was just pulling the whole guy move like you guys always do.
Okay,
each other like, hey, man, are you sure you want to do this?
Well, we've been together for 7 years, so.
No, it's about
it's
time.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's
that's the
good.
Magic
it's
number.
The
are you going to have the GoPro on your head when you get married to?
I won't, but he might.
Yeah.
He'll be there, so.
Yeah. Oh, is he in your wedding?
He's not in it, but he'll be there.
Sorry you're not in it.
You're not a groomsman.
Oh,
I see.
You want me to have Coolio come by? Maybe we can do a 2-for-1 deal.
Hey, man, it's whatever you want.
All right.
I'm okay with that.
I'm sure your future wife would have something to say about that.
Well, thank you, guys. You guys are awesome for doing that for
guys.
Big Al Mac.
Thank you.
Big Al, did you have time to write your rap?
No.
Oh,
too late.
Beat the bang.
Freestyle.
Come on.
Beat. Real tired. I kind of think that I kind of stink. Beat the bang. That's all we got.
There you go. There you go. Good job, Al. Hey, you had something, though.
Thank you.
Hey, Tracy Dye, how you doing this morning?
I'm great.
You're caller number 13. Yay.
Wait, yay.
Yay. What are you doing right now?
I'm sitting in traffic.
Okay. Well, while you're sitting
in traffic. On your bike? Riding your bike, Tracy?
No.
She's not following. Oh, I'm sorry, Al.
Yeah, I guess it's drive your car to work day today.
Tracy, we're going to put you inside the bank vault. We're going to throw dollar amounts your way. When you think you reach the highest one, it's going to go during your turn. You make sure you yell stop. That's how much money you'll win. Even if it's $1,000, you must yell stop so you can get that. Because if you don't and it closes, you get nothing, Tracy. And we don't want that for you on your Friday.
Don't. Okay.
All right.
Who are you playing for?
All right. I'm sorry?
Who are you playing for? Kids?
Who am I playing for?
Yeah, husband, kids.
She's playing for herself.
Husband. Yeah, husband.
Yeah, for the husband.
Yeah,
you're always playing for somebody. You're going
to.
Well, hopefully we can get you some money. Come on.
All right, Tracy. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$220.
Oh, good start.
$250.
Got this, Trish.
310. 400. 420. 570.
Stop.
Up. 570. Stop at 570.
You go, Tracy.
There you go, Tracy. Dye. You got $570 in your pocket.
All right.
That's a good way to start a Friday.
What are you going to do with that money,
exactly.
Tracy?
Exactly.
What are you going to do with that?
Well, my birthday's next week, so I think we're going to go out.
There you go.
Well, happy early birthday.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
Is it your 21st?
Yes.
Why not?
Enjoy that money, Tracy.
My 21st.
I hear you, girlfriend.
Yeah. I just celebrated my 10th 21st birthday.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you very much. Tracy just won her money. We'll play again in an hour. Because we do it twice a day, and we want to kick off your week in the right way.
All right. Did we see how far it was going to go?
Oh, yeah. Let's see how far it would go, Al, just for fun.
Your bike riding is throwing us all off this morning, Al.
My bad.
Yeah, we're a little behind, but we want to find out.
$590. $630.
2 bad.
Very close.
Looks like Tracy made the right choice.
Yes, she did. Go, Tracy.
Man, I feel like I would lose every time.
I probably would.
Yeah, you'd hang on, hoping for $1,000.
I would.
So random.
I would.
Well, you think you would. And then when those numbers are being yelled and the nerves get to you, you don't know what you'll do until you're in the situation.
Well played.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay, so before we get to what we're getting to.
Yeah, we have. Giving me the weirdest side eye look.
So there's a wedding tomorrow. Jennifer and Shannon are getting married at my bar. Coolio's performing the wedding. And Kelly's going to be in the wedding. Jenna's going to be in the wedding.
We're all in the wedding.
Yeah. A quicker way to say it.
Right.
Everybody's in the wedding.
So I paid someone to run an errand for me yesterday to go pick up the tuxedo, right? Because I'm lazy. Okay. It's out.
And I offered to go get them. It's right
by Kelly said she would get them.
Oh, you did?
That's right next to her house.
Ryan, give me my $40 back.
No.
Oh, okay. So, you paid someone you know here. Okay, that's fine. So, what happened?
So, I paid Ryan $40 to go pick up my tuxedo. And I said, JC, have you picked up your tux? He goes, Ryan's going to pick mine up. Like, no, I paid Ryan to pick mine up.
Well, he texted me and said, hey, I'm picking ours up. Do you want me to pick yours up while I'm there?
Wait, you're mad he piggybacked on it?
Yeah.
Why?
You didn't give me $20 then.
I'll give you $20. No. I didn't know you paid him. White cheddar, what's... Executive producer White Cheddar's in the building.
And then I paid when they got there, so you owe me a couple bucks.
Who paid what?
The fee.
Oh, there's a fee?
There's... Okay.
What fee?
You thought the tuxedos were free?
I assumed.
I did, too.
They might be. We ran into a little bit of an issue there.
There was some confusion.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But in the end, if I'm out that money, you out that money.
Yeah.
Would you say it was a substantial fee?
$100
Like regular fee?
Yeah, a couple hundy.
Way higher than I thought.
Since the weather's going to be bad tomorrow, I flew Coolio in early, so he gets here tonight.
Just to good.
Make sure, it's going to be raining tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe so.
It rains all the time. I'm telling you, it's El Nino.
Yeah, it's the end of the world.
Something.
So it rained like every day.
I owe you $20, Al. I didn't know. Ryan was just being a nice dude. Because I actually go talk to him and stuff and hang out with him.
I pay him.
See, I offered to go, and then JC said, no, I'm going to take Kaysen and go. I mean, yeah. I tried to offer to go.
No, you did. Anyway. And I would have taken Kaysen, but and then Ryan texted me, and I was like, sure.
You lived up there.
I just feel bad making Kelly do stuff.
I offered.
I know, but it's just, you know, you're Kelly Raspberry.
Kelly likes doing errands, though. We're the ones that don't. If Kelly offers to do it, just take it.
I love doing errands. And I run my car through my wall in my garage.
I'm the opposite. I hate doing errands.
Kelly forgot to put her car in park, and it rolled right into the wall in the garage.
I try to squeeze in as many errands as I can between appointments. You know, yeah. I had to pick up my daughter from school, so I was like, oh, I can run to the grocery store real fast first, because she hates going.
Yeah.
So I was going to go do that first, and I ran home. You were on the bike, Al, so you didn't hear this.
Oh, you heard it.
So you did?
No.
I left the car.
Oh, you weren't paying attention. Good.
I just going to leave the car on, because I was just running in for a minute.
Yeah.
And so I put the car in the garage, and I jumped out of the car, and the car just took off.
Oh, God.
And hit the garage wall.
Oh, wow.
Kelly, maybe you're doing too many errands, and you really need to just, just turn your, like, you know, at night, sometimes I just spend an hour, like, just, I got to turn my brain off and, you know, do something mindless. You got to rest your brain.
Maybe you need some of that Ginkgo Balboa.
Maybe that's it.
Well, that was Kelly's screw-up of the week.
Okay.
I had a screw-up earlier in the week. Remember this? I'll fill you in. I decided, after getting my haircut and my hairstylist making it look so easy.
Yeah, so fresh.
So fresh and so clean. It kind of felt like when I watch a movie and I want to do what the main character does. That's the feeling she gave me when she cut my hair. So I decided.
She empowered you.
Yeah, she empowered me. And I felt like I could cut my son's hair. And I got home and I said, Kaysen, would you like me to cut your hair? For the first time ever, he agreed to get his hair cut. Maybe it's because it's dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my wife could have said no, but she believes in me. And she said, yeah, go ahead and give it a try. I tried a little bit. When I started cutting, I realized I don't know how to blend. And we had to take a man, completely screwed up his hair. I mean, it was bad. It looked like he was wearing a toupee.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was really long on the top and totally shaved on the side.
Luckily, it's fixed now. Now
he looked like a little white supremacist.
Yeah.
That's what Kelly said when I walked in, by the way. Kelly said my hair looked like
a baby supremacist.
She said that about my hair, too.
Yeah, you did. That's what it was. Like a little Ed Norton in American History X or something.
You know me, the white supremacist Mexican.
Did you change Kaysen's name to a K?
No. No, I didn't. But Kaysen, now his hair's fixed. It's basically buzzed, but it's my fault.
Casey.
So we're wondering.
Chavez with a K.
We're wondering, are there...
Kaysen Chavez.
Kid Kaysen Chavez.
His middle name's Ricardo, so I'll change it to Cicardo. Kaysen Cicardo Chavez. Are there any members of Kid Nation that would let any of us cut their hair? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
You mean any of us?
Any four of us.
Like the four of us in this room.
Uh-huh.
Would someone listening let us cut their hair?
Yes, Al.
Wow.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What's the incentive for them to have this done?
We'll have an incentive, but everybody in the office thought it would be a great challenge for us.
That's something we've never done.
So, who on this show could cut the best hair? Obviously, I'm probably trailing everybody at this point.
So there's incentive for us to make a good haircut.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to win the challenge.
Yeah, I don't want to leave somebody with a bad haircut. I've never cut anybody's hair. I think I cut my own bangs when I was
a couple
kid,
times.
Like we all did. Mm-hmm.
I've cut my dad's. I want to say I've cut Corey's hair. I think I have.
But you did it. That's a buzz. Yeah. We're talking about scissors, snip, snip.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Styling.
Yeah, because I wouldn't know how to do a buzz haircut, but I cut a girlfriend's hair in high school, but I used turkey scissors, and it ended up being about 6 inches shorter than we intended to get it even. And I cut a boyfriend's hair once. That's all I've done, though.
Maybe I could. I mean, cutting an afro is kind of hard, too.
You just got to trim it.
I think the longer hair is easier than trying to do a guy's fade.
Oh,
maybe I could do a fade, a high top fade.
Oh, that's ambitious.
Yeah. The competitive juices are flowing already.
How are we going to decide? Like, do guys cut guys or do we all cut girls or how does it work?
We're going to search for four volunteers. I'm pretty sure it may mostly be guys. But if there's a couple ladies willing to...
I bet there's some girls out there that would let Jenna and Kelly cut their hair.
Well, here's the thing. If we screw up, I mean, we may have to buzz your head if we screw it up.
No, if I screw it up, I'm sending you to my top hairstylist.
So we need four volunteers. Let us know who would you like to cut your hair and why. And we'll get this challenge rolling. Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
I already have experience. So I already have prior experience from this week. So.
Well, you learn from mistakes.
Exactly,
that's
Kelly.
True. That's true.
I might even buy one of those cool little mannequin heads and practice. You talk about practice?
Oh, yeah. I'll practice for this if we're really going to go through with it.
Lobby.
I'm joking. I'm not going to practice.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And before the break, the guys in the man room decided it would be a fun challenge for the show to cut somebody's hair.
For us to cut someone's hair.
Yeah, and see who does the best.
I think we should cut people's hair that have a special event coming up.
No.
Oh, ow. That's
like
that's
a wedding
it to another level.
Or prom.
Yeah.
No.
This is all thanks to my attempt at cutting my son's hair and failing miserably.
Yeah.
That's too risky.
It is very risky.
I know. That's why I like it.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE if you want to try to get in.
800-543-3548.
Oh, Al, I'm so glad you're back. I was having to do the phone number without you.
Oh, I know. Okay,
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I thought mostly men would be calling because...
Mostly women?
Men.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we mess it up, you just shave your head and guys tend to look all right with a buzz head.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, we got some ladies up in here, including Tammy, who likes to drive around after she drops the kids off.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tammy, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Great to talk to you again.
Hi.
Yeah, I read her message earlier. She's been riding around in circles while Big Al was riding his bike into work this morning.
So, Tammy, you're willing to let one of us cut your hair?
I am.
Who is that?
Kelly.
Oh, girl.
Oh,
why?
Right.
Why?
Well, I am also a natural redhead.
Okay.
And you are meticulous. And
you are
a rule follower.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you would take it seriously.
I would.
But, Tammy, let me ask you this. Have you heard Kelly say that she can follow directions, like when she's trying to cook something, but it never comes out right?
But I try really hard.
She does, and I know that she crashed her car into her laundry room.
I know. I'm having a real... My brain is not
working. Her brain's not working, yeah.
But I will do my best.
Tammy, what kind of hair do you have right now? What kind of cut?
You know what? It's down a little bit past my shoulders.
Oh, you have something to work with, Kelly.
How short do you want to go?
Buzz?
Not that short.
Like just maybe a little shape up?
A shape up. So whatever you do, I know will be beautiful. And if it's not as perfect as you like, we can put it in a ponytail. But I
okay.
Okay.
All right, Tammy. Well, you keep on driving around. We'll get your number and we'll get you in the running.
I'm so nauseous thinking about what I'm going to do to this poor woman's hair.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be so awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be
somebody
so
somebody trusts
awesome.
Me to cut their hair, and they're not a little innocent child. That's a knowledgeable adult.
Yeah, especially women and how, you know, hair is very important.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
so we'll throw her in the running. We'll throw her in the bucket with the list of names that may get picked out.
Okay.
Oh, so she's not a done deal?
No, it's not a done deal. We're just getting people to see if this has legs.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just talking about it right now.
Yeah, we're just talking about it.
Oh, I'm about to pass out.
Yeah. Hey, Christopher, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Oh, doing
good,
awesome.
Buddy.
Now, you're a youngster. How old are you?
I'm about 10.
About 10?
Almost.
About 10.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm about 10.
What kind of hairstyle are you rocking right now?
Last time I cut it, I shaved kind of the sides. I just left the top alone.
Yeah.
Oh, so is it like the Fury, Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf haircut?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I tried to give my son.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christopher, who would you like to, you know, take a stab at giving you a new look?
Well, I wouldn't say stab.
Oh, yeah. Who do you want to try giving you a haircut?
Bad choice of words, Kelly.
I have to say Big Al.
Oh, wow.
And why?
Because he feels like someone I can trust.
Thanks, Christopher.
Hey, ask his ex-wife.
Thanks, Christopher.
Now, JC, that was below the belt.
I know, the competition got to me. I'm sorry.
That was below the belt.
I apologize,
Christopher, you know Al doesn't have any hair and hasn't for many years, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, how about the bowl cut? Are you familiar with that? Not really.
Are you having second thoughts?
Al, don't try to get him off of your team.
No, I'm having thoughts, but I'm just kind of.
I can do this. I don't know if your mom's going
to. Your mom's laughing in the background.
Christopher, is that your mom in the background?
Yes.
Can you put her on, please?
Thanks, Christopher. Okay,
sure.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
You, buddy. Thank you for trusting me.
He trusts you, Al, with his hair.
Hi,
Christopher's mom.
Hi.
What's your name?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Are you willing to let Big Al Mac cut your son's hair, your beautiful young son?
Totally.
Look at that. Thank you so much for trusting me and entrusting your child.
What's the worst that can happen? It grows back, right?
It's hair. It's hair.
Especially with boys.
How do you feel about the mullet?
The mullet?
I
don't think his hair is long enough for
that. Okay, good.
Gotta work with what you got.
You're in the clear there.
How do you, if you could like shave it all except for the rat tail and braid it down the back?
All right, hold on for us. We'll get your guys' number and maybe and we'll throw you in the bucket.
I want you guys. I want someone to get a rat tail.
What about the white guy afro? You know the curly. Is it born like that or do you do something to make it curly? You know what I'm talking about, like the Justin Timberlake type curly.
You could do a perm.
Yeah, you can do a perm.
But guys some people have very curly hair.
Yeah, right.
Justin
right.
Perms
are not
why his hair's
trendy.
So short.
Oh, Emily is willing to take a risk. Emily, how you doing?
Hi. Good morning.
How old are you, Emily?
I just turned 17.
Wow.
Now, at 17, I imagine your hair is a big deal.
Kind of. Like, I love my hair, and I had it really long for, like, 16 years of my life. But I went to the, like, hairdresser, and I was like, okay, I just want to look older, so just, like, cut it off. But she was kind of like, she cut only a little bit off because I think she didn't want me to regret it. But I'm just ready to have it cut.
Okay.
So how long is it right now?
Yeah.
It's like a little bit past my shoulders as well.
Oh, okay. So you probably like a cute, maybe neck length bob or shoulder.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was looking for.
Who would you like to cut your hair, Emily, if you had to pick one of the four?
I was thinking Jenna.
Okay. That's a good pick.
All right. I can't make a ton of promises with my abilities, but I do get my hair cut, and I'm honestly, if you're gonna have me cut your hair, I'm gonna go to my hairstylist and ask him to give me a good lesson on it.
Okay. So, 'cause like I've been watching the show since I was in like middle school, and so I kind of feel like I trust you. You're like a big sister figure to me.
Yay! Right. Well, thanks, Emily. I appreciate
all right,
that.
Emily,
okay.
Emily, is your prom coming up? You're 17 years old.
I went to prom a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so you avoided that disaster.
Why do you want somebody to be embarrassed? Also disappointed.
Because he wants a big event.
I want some pressure.
Al likes pressure.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with pressure, Kelly.
There's enough pressure. Just the thought of ruining someone's life is pressure enough for me.
Thank you for calling, Emily, and willing to give your hair to us. We'll put you in the running.
Okay. The day before the wedding or something.
No.
Oh, yeah. Day before picture day. Before your, like, engagement pictures, because those last forever.
Right.
Hey, Dominic, how you doing?
Hi, good.
Good. Dominic, you sound young as well. I feel like the youngsters are...
Yeah.
Probably, like, what have we got to lose?
Yeah, plenty of years.
How old are you, Dominic?
I'm 12.
12? Who would you let cut your hair, Dominic?
JC.
Oh, really?
Did you hear my disaster from earlier in the week?
Yes.
All right, and you're still willing to trust me?
Yes.
How much hair would I have to work with if I cut your hair, Dominic?
What?
Huh?
Speak up.
What?
3 or 4 inches.
Wow. Oh, you've got a lot of hair.
Trying to see how long his hair was.
Yeah,
okay.
I want to see how much cool. I have to work with. Okay. All right, Dominic, we'll throw you in the running as well. 3 or 4 inches to work with there, Al.
Yeah, that's what I heard about you.
Wow. Well, you know what? He earned that after his below the belt. Right?
That was a literal below the belt, though.
Yeah.
Kelly, that was a literal below the belt.
You deserve that for what you said earlier. I'm not even going to fuss at it.
We're even now, Al.
1-1.
That hurt my feelings so much.
The thing is, he knows.
What you see in the locker room stays in the locker room, Al.
You mean in the sleeping bag.
Yeah. Jerk. Ashley, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Ashley, you are willing to let one of us cut your beautiful hair. How long is your hair?
Oh, goodness. A little bit past the middle of my back.
Oh, that's a lot of hair to work with. See, that we would all like to cut your hair now.
Oh.
Except for Kelly, apparently.
How much would you let someone cut off?
As much as they wanted, as long as the hairstyle looked good.
Okay. Yeah. Ashley, who would you like to cut your hair if you had to pick one of us?
Jenna.
Jenna,
God.
Looks like you're the favorite
with
the haircutting.
You have long hair. She knows you can relate.
Yes. You're the fashionista of the show.
I do, and I think girls get that with long hair that I would be conservative and not give you some nightmare shaved on the side haircut.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of layers, and I mean, I don't get to work with my hair a lot, you know, because I have a little boy, and he gets ridiculous, you know, $25, $30 haircuts, and he's 9. So...
Wow.
I spend a lot of my money on him, so the only time I get my hair cut is when, you know, like my mom does it or one of my friends offered to, or, you know, if his hairdresser has like a sale going on. Mm. So if you want to throw like some highlights and lowlights in there, that's cool too.
Oh my gosh! Highlights.
The color I'm completely okay with.
I am too. I could, because I get my hair color all the time. Yeah. I think I've learned the color method, so that's cool. I'd like to do that, but it's the okay. Well, that's a cool challenge.
Cutting color.
Well, first of all, we just had cutting, Ashley. Now you get an extra.
I like this though. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right, Ashley. We'll get your number.
I kind of want to do this for them. All right.
Have you ever done highlights, Jenna?
Sure, on my own hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. I've done highlights.
All girls practice those kits at home.
You need to understand, I go every 4 or 5 weeks and get this done. So, but I would study.
I'm going to get somebody like a Jerry Curl. I'm going to bring that back. Yeah.
Now, I've noticed now that the girls want the girls to cut the hair usually. Uh-huh. But there is a lady who would let one of the fellas cut her hair.
What?
Yvette, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Who would you let cut your hair, Yvette?
JC.
You are a brave woman. That's me saying that about myself.
Oh, boy.
How long is your hair?
It's just up to my shoulders.
Just to your shoulders?
Oh, that's even scarier to go short.
You know, Kate, plus 8, that hairstyle, would you like that?
Oh,
the old school one? Like the soccer mom?
whatever you want to do.
Oh, girl.
How about that shave one side? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, the flip,
the flip over.
The Skrillex.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like that one, Yvette? I'm scaring her.
The Cassie. The Cassie is really what it is. Like long on one side, shaved on the other side.
We just call it the Casey.
Man, I didn't think any ladies would let us cut her hair. Thank you, Yvette. We'll get your phone number and wish you the best of luck.
There's still a lot of calls up there. Is this something we're really going to do?
Yeah, we're going to do it next week.
You guys are way too trusting of us.
We're going to find four volunteers, we'll call you.
Victims.
Okay, victims is more accurate, probably. And we'll do it next week. See who wins the challenge.
Oh, boy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
Kirk, go back. Chick, get away.
Oh, you said chick.
Nah, she don't ride your back to work day.
Did you throw Kurt Cobain in there?
Yes.
Why?
And was that Chicken Wang?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wang.
And National Ride Your Bike to Work Day.
That was a tough one.
Big Al rode his bike successfully all the way from his apartment to work. Took you only 1 hour and 10 minutes, Al.
Yeah.
Not bad. And your breath's still there. You got it all in.
I don't even stink that bad.
No, you don't. That's weird. Margie Zickers, how you doing?
I am doing awesome.
Welcome to the show.
I'm so excited.
Yay. Tell us about you, Margie.
Yeah, Margie, you're caller number 13.
Thank you.
What are you doing right now?
I'm excited. I'm like shaking. I'm so excited.
Are you going to work right now?
Yes, I'm on my way to work.
Where do you work?
Well, I clean houses.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How much for a one-bedroom, one bath?
Huh?
How much for a one-bedroom, one bath?
I don't know. I might do it for free for you.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that, Margie.
I like that, Margie.
Al's got money. Yeah.
Could always use a savings.
You know how hard it is to find someone you can trust in your home?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really a big commitment.
That's right.
Well, I know you're very trustworthy, Margie.
Oh, yeah.
Margie, when you find something weird, what do you do with it? Do you look at it or you just put it back real quick?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe they left that out.
What? Well, never mind. I probably don't want to know.
Is it like really bad?
I want to ask.
Yeah, I don't know if I should say it on the radio. But
Hold on. I'll pod her down.
Okay.
And I got you on cue. Margie, you go ahead and tell me. They can't hear you on the radio right now. What is it? Yeah, you can't say that on the radio.
Oh,
all right. Yeah.
Are you going to tell us off the air?
You can't. Yeah, I'll tell you off the air. But yeah. Yeah, very personal. Very personal stuff. Wow.
Your reaction is the funniest part.
All right, Margie.
I knew I was coming today.
Bless you.
Why'd you leave that out?
Bless you and the stuff you find, Margie. Jeez.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Jeez. All right. Let me
You have to regroup?
My mind off
you
of
all right
that.
There, Jason?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
All right.
Jenna, tell Margie how to play Beat the Bank, please.
Yeah, because I have no idea what's going on now with what you just heard. But all right, Margie, so we're going to throw you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. The banker's going to start listing off some numbers. As soon as you hear an amount that you think might be the last one and you're comfortable with, you got to shout stop. And you get that amount of money, but if the vault door closes before you say stop, because maybe you get too greedy, you're going to walk away with nothing. Sound okay?
Sounds awesome.
All right.
All right. All right,
you don't even have to clean anything for this money.
No.
I know, huh?
Come on now. Let's play Beat the Bank. Good luck.
$160. 270. 300. 350. 510. 540.
Stop.
Go.
All right, Margie.
Okay.
$540,
girl. Yay. What are you going to do with that kind of...
Well, we just started taking care of my father-in-law. He's he has cancer. So
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, a lot of out-of-pocket expenses been coming out of our pocket.
Sure.
So I'm going to use that for him.
Aww.
That's very nice. Very nice.
We're going to send a lot of positive vibes your way, Margie. I'm sorry about that. Well, would you like to see how far it goes? Because we'd like to do that just for fun.
Yeah.
And see if you made the right choice. Okay, let's see.
820.
I know,
Margie.
800. There you go.
You still got more than half, Margie. Yeah. Not too bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm still excited. I'm so excited.
All right. You enjoy that money and take care of daddy-in-law, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Margie.
Well, have a great day.
Wonderful weekend. There goes Margie winning $540. We'll play Beat the Bank again next week. Same time, 7:20 and 8:20 Central, if you didn't get in this time. Speaking of Margie finding weird stuff, real quick, we have a couple minutes. Did you hear what they found in a woman's body?
What they found in a woman's body?
Inside a woman's body.
No.
That's you know what? The possibilities are endless.
Endless.
JC.
Yeah. So this lady who is pregnant goes in to have a C-section, right? And everything goes well. Baby comes out, baby's delivered, parents are overjoyed.
Okay.
And everybody went home, you know, because that's what happens when you have a baby.
Yeah.
I just don't like any possibility of where this is going.
Well, I'm sorry, Jenna. We got to talk about these things because it's so weird.
Okay.
You would never expect this. The lady's name is Kareem, and she noticed something odd when she got home. She noticed that her stomach was vibrating.
What? Oh, you laugh. Wait.
Oh, man.
So Kareem.
This is awful.
Kareem is sitting there going, man, my stomach's vibrating.
Was it 6+?
Oh.
No. And she was experiencing some pain in her abdomen.
Okay.
So obviously she decides to go back to the hospital, right? Because you don't want your stomach vibrating all the time.
Okay.
And they performed an x-ray to see what was happening in there.
Uh-huh.
Turns out the gynecologist left their mobile phone inside the pregnant woman's stomach.
Okay, this happened in Jordan, right?
Not in the States.
Honestly, Jenna, I mean, you and I have both been through surgery.
Yeah.
There are assistants there. There are other people there. How do you miss a cell phone?
You know what? I've never performed surgery. I understand pieces of gauze, and I know medical instruments sometimes get left in. I'm sure it happens a lot more than they want to admit. But a phone.
A phone, Jenna.
Oh, man.
This is unfathomable.
Please tell me it was a 6+.
And hard to say for me.
Please tell me it was a 6+.
It was iPhone 6+.
Samsung droid.
Do you think the doctor, the gynecologist, was just calling, trying to...
Where's my phone?
Did he have the Find My iPhone app on there? And it's in someone's uterus.
Is that shocking? I mean, I am horrified.
God.
That's
what
awful. Level of incompetence?
Oh, my God.
You think that the husband finds a way awesome. To answer and go, hold on, man, I'm going through
and
a fallopian tube right
now. And on top of that, why is a cell phone, when someone's, you know, doing a cesarean, why is the cell phone even on a table?
Yeah, you're that addicted. Yeah. You got problems. That's a problem.
Your wife is calling you. You're like, hold on just a second, baby.
No.
I'm delivering the baby.
This is so bad.
Put the phone down. Yeah, put the phone on the counter. Put it in the uterus.
And you stitch her up. You just put
maybe shocking if he's that addicted he had a cell phone with him that he missed it.
Or maybe it's just he had the phone right there on the table and you're putting things back.
You're not allowed to have the phone on the table because think about how the hygiene process surgeons go through.
I wonder, was he playing like a game, like Angry Birds or something?
Trying to get to the next level.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.